Who was it that first told you about Jesus? I want you to think about it. Because maybe it was your parents who brought you to church, who had you baptized, and who taught you about God. Maybe it was a friend who invited you to come along to church. Maybe it was a pastor who taught you the good news of Jesus Christ. Whoever it was, Christians, no matter who it was, someone told each and every one of us. Because no one automatically becomes a Christian, not even if you were born into a Christian family. Every single one of us has heard the gospel at one point or another. Every single one of us has been told the good news about Jesus Christ. And if we are here today, it is because God used someone to bring us to faith in him. If we believe, it is because we have heard. As Paul says in verse 17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And this passage, Christians, teaches us three important things. And the first thing that it emphasizes for us is that there is indeed only one way of salvation. We are not saved by our works. We are not saved through our own goodness. Each and every one of us is only saved through faith in Jesus. And it's not like it's something optional either, or the ideal way to come to God. In fact, it is the only way. Jesus himself says in John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." And Christians, I emphasize this because there is nothing that the world hates more than the exclusive nature of salvation. Our time values diversity. We want to have many ways to do everything. And this is no different when it comes to religion. Many people will say that it doesn't really matter what you believe as long as you believe something. They might even go so far as to say that all roads lead to God. As long as somebody says they believe in God, don't have to say which one, that is good enough. But I also emphasize this, Christians, because this is something that even Christians today really struggle with. There was a survey called The State of Theology. It was taken back in 2022, and it was asking a number of true-false questions about the Bible and about God to U.S. citizens, just kind of a random survey. And one of the questions that it asked, or rather one of the statements that it made, was this: God accepts the worship of all religions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. True or false? 67% of people agreed with the statement. And even if you narrowed it down to evangelicals, the number was still roughly 58%. And if you added those who were undecided or even only kind of disagreed, that number rises to 73%. 73% of evangelicals aren't sure what to make of that statement. So Jesus saying that no one comes to the Father except through me is controversial, even in the church. And the world may be influencing us in this more than we even care to admit. But Paul does not say that all roads lead to God. He says in verse 9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We can't reject the truth about Jesus and still go to heaven. We can't even be indifferent about it. We must confess the truth that Jesus is Lord. We must believe without doubt that God raised him from the dead. That is the one way of salvation. That is the only way of salvation. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Greek. It doesn't matter if you were born into a Christian family. It doesn't matter if you went to church a long time ago, or even if you go to church every single week. The only thing that matters, Christians, is faith. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this leads us pretty closely into the second thing that we learn from this passage. If we believe, it is because we have heard. Paul makes this point very clearly. In verse 14, he says, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" Now, Paul puts this order backwards. So if we start at the end and work our way back towards the beginning, we'll see his point here. God sends someone to preach. He sends someone to say something about Jesus. And someone hears that preaching. And because they hear, they come to believe. And because they believe, they come to faith. And because they have faith, they call on God and therefore are saved. That's the way of salvation. And yes, it's true that God alone saves us. No one can come to him apart from him. But God in his wisdom has tied salvation to preaching. God in his wisdom works through man, so that no one comes to faith all by themselves. The gospel is handed down from generation to generation. And on the one hand, this should lead us to give thanks to God, to give thanks that God in his mercy sent someone to tell us about Jesus, whoever it was. We can give thanks to God for our parents who brought us to church, even when it wasn't always easy to do. We can give thanks for our friend who invited us to come along, who made sure that we found some kind of connection. We can give thanks for the pastor who taught us, who led us to know the Lord. They are instruments in the hands of God. The blessed means that God uses of calling his people out of darkness into light, so that through their speaking, God will bring us into a joy that will never come to an end. Certainly, that's worth giving thanks for. And on the other hand, Christians, it should also lead us to be bold in speaking ourselves. We may very well be the means that God has chosen to bring someone else to faith. God, in his wisdom, may be sending you to say something, to speak up, so that that other person comes to know Jesus just as we once heard and believed. So we should never think that our speaking is somehow useless or pointless. Rather, we should speak up and tell all around us about the good news of Jesus Christ. Because as Paul says in verse 15, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who carry the message of mercy. How beautiful the messenger that brought us the good news of eternity, so that we, through God's grace, have come to believe and are saved. And how beautiful indeed are our own feet when we speak to those around us about Jesus Christ. But this leads to the last point, Christians. Not everyone who hears will come to faith. Some indeed hear the proclamation of the gospel and turn away and refuse to come to God at all. We may indeed tell someone about God, but they may not listen. And that was true, it's true now, just as much as it has always been true. Because Paul in Romans here is struggling with the unbelief of his own countrymen. The Jews heard the gospel and yet they turned away from it. Jesus came to his own, but his own knew him not. Paul knew this struggle just as well as we do. But we should not let this discourage us, Christians. Salvation is by grace. God uses us to speak, yes, but it is God who saves and not us. If we hear and believe, it's because God is at work in us. It's His choice, not ours. And knowing that should strengthen us. It should not cause us to fall silent, because it shows us that this work which we do, this speaking which we do, is not our own. It is God from beginning to end. We can speak and know that God is going to do exactly what He wants to do. It doesn't depend on how well we did it. It doesn't depend on how clear I was or how good of a speaker I am or anything like that. It depends on God. We are tools in His hands. And when He calls another to faith through us, through our speaking, that should lead us to give thanks and to rejoice in God, because we, unworthy though we are the means that God has chosen to do this. We are like clay pots holding the treasures of heaven. So Christians, let us give thanks for those who spoke to us about Jesus. God used them to bring us to faith. And imitating them with grateful hearts, let us speak the good news to others, knowing that God works through us and will use our words for His own good purposes. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, who has called us to faith through preaching, we give You thanks that You have called us to be Your own, and we pray that You would help us to speak so that we may do what is pleasing in Your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.